Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Polsat's Q3 2020 results conference call. I will now give the floor to Mr. Miroslav Blažek, CEO of Polsat. Sir, you may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Polsat Group's third quarter 2020 result call. The usual agenda of our presentation is well known to you. First, I will point out the most important events of the past quarter. Then Staszek and Maciej will discuss the operating results of both our business segments, and Kasia will present our financial results. After, I shall sum up the presentation. We'll be available to answer all your questions. Key events of third quarter 2020. As you may remember from our last presentation, I told you we had many projects ahead of us, and here they are. First of all, we finalized the acquisition of Interia Group in July and have been consistently integrating it with Polsat Group structures smoothly and successfully. We have also completed a smaller acquisition project. We took control over two channels that we previously co-owned, Focus TV and Nova TV. This move gives us greater flexibility in terms of management and facilitates the development of this channel. I'm proud to underline the TV Polsat family is currently composed of as many as 36 internally produced TV channels. Moving on to a very hot topic, both on the Polish and European market recently, infrastructure sales. As you know from our former communication, we have initiated the process of review of strategic options regarding the potential sale of our mobile telecommunication infrastructure. Anticipating your questions, I will say that the process is ongoing, and it is still too early to say anything more on this subject. I want to assure you we will provide you with additional information on the topic as soon as we have anything to communicate. The last key event concerns our decision to intensify the pace of rollout of our Plus 5G network. By the way, the only mobile network to offer transmission speeds of as much as 600 Mbps, a big step forward into the future. Summing up, another dynamic quarter focused on new strategic initiatives. I will now let my team tell you about the details of Polsat Group's operating and financial performance. Staszek, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mirek. First of all, please note we're changing the name of the segment. Following the acquisition of Interia, we decided to rename this segment and clearly include this new and important leg of our business. From now on, I will present the results in the media segment, TV and online. Let's start off with this new online business of ours. On slide number eight, I would like to give you a quick overview of our current position. Thanks to the acquisition of Interia, we now hold a leading position in the internet media market. As you can see on the top chart in the joint Polsat Interia Group jumped into the third place in terms of the average number of real users per month. In Q3, we had 18.5 million real users, almost twice as many as a year ago. We also observed a surge in the average monthly number of page views, which increased tenfold to 1.5 billion per month. Let me underline that we have significantly strengthened our position on the online market. This will, of course, support us in delivering the synergies that we announced when acquiring Interia Group earlier this year. Returning to the more traditional part of the business. As soon as it was possible after the lockdown was lifted, we resumed internal production to prepare for the autumn programming schedule. As a result, in Q3, we achieved very satisfactory viewership figures in the top range of our target audience shares. Polsat Group channels gained a total of 24.6% of audience shares in the commercial group, where our main channel, Polsat, came in top with 9.4% of audience shares and our thematic channels retained their strong position with over 15% audience share. Our news channels are still doing very well and maintain high viewership results. The third quarter on the advertising market saw positive sentiment and the return of ad budgets, as I guided for a quarter ago. We used this time to bridge the gap that was caused by the breakdown observed on the ad market in Q2, and I think we did it very successfully. Our revenue from advertising and sponsorship grew by almost 1% on a slightly decreasing market. Naturally, as a result, our TV market share increased to 29% in Q3. Given that this year is characterized by dynamic ups and downs, let's look at the 9-month perspective. In three quarters of 2020, we maintained overall viewership figures within our target corridor of 23-25%. Our flagship channel, Polsat, captured 9.5% of audience share, while our thematic channels had a little over 14%. This gave Polsat Group a total share of 23.6% in the commercial group of viewers in three quarters of 2020. In the 9-month perspective, we can see that the swing breakdown on ad market caused by the economic lockdown was largely mitigated. The broad market declined by 15.5%. Our ad revenues dynamics was in line with the market declining by 13% year on year. We continue to record a high market share of 28.2%. At this point, I would like to underline that even though the epidemic situation in Poland has been developing dynamically over the last weeks, the second crawling lockdown will not resemble the one in spring in the context of the ad market. I can say that the beginning of Q4 supports my guidance from August of flat ad revenues in the second half of this year, which means that we are aiming for a 10-12% decrease in the full year. So much for the media segment. Maciek will now present the results of our bigger business segment.
Thanks, Staszek. Great job, both with integrating Interia as well as with trading on the ad market. Switching to my part of the presentation, we used the opportunity and were for a simpler, more user-friendly name, I believe, B2C and B2B services segment. New name, but the strategy remains absolutely the same. If you look at slide 14, you will notice that our flagship multi-pay program, SmartDom, continued to grow at a stable pace of 5%, remaining pretty much resistant to the negative effects of the epidemic. Over the past year, we gained 100,000 customers of our multiplay offer, which brings the saturation of our customer base with bundled services up to 37%. Overall, our multiplay customers use a total of 6.3 million RGU. We continue to reduce churn ratio, which fell to 6.1% in Q3 from 6.8% a year ago. Yet another historical record. This is proof that our multiplay strategy is well designed and successful, as it ensures our customer satisfaction and loyalty. Let's now look at the number of contracted services presented on slide 15. Newly contracted RGUs grew at a solid pace of 4% year on year, adding over 580,000 to our base in Q3. In effect, we closed the third quarter with 15.2 million of provided contract RGU. The key driver behind this growth remains unchanged compared to previous quarters. We continue to record dynamically increasing sales of mobile telephony RGU, up by 8% year on year. And I must underline once again that this is the result of our attractive offer that's well tailored to the needs of our customers and our multiplay program. Our pay TV and internet bases remain stable. The next slide shows that we continue to successfully build customer value on the back of our multiplay strategy. In Q3, ARPU per contracted customer grew by 2.5% year on year to the level of 86.9 zlotys. Two main drivers influence the level of ARPU this quarter. One, higher interconnect continues to be a factor to contribute positively here, but like I said a quarter ago, this impact will shrink gradually. And two, our multiplayer strategy clearly targeted at building customer value. And the second factor is definitively the most relevant driver behind the ARPU dynamics as presented, 2.5% up year on year. This organic growth is derived, among others, from the consistently growing level of RGU saturation per customer. In Q3, a customer had on average 2.72 RGU, which means that our upselling strategy is working as expected. To finish off, let's take a look at the prepaid segment. After a temporary decline caused by the lockdown in Q2, our prepaid RGU base stabilized year on year, reaching 2.67 million services in Q3. This result was supported on the one hand by solid sales of mobile services after the lockdown was lifted, and on the other by increasing interest in our online video services provided under IPLA brand. In Q3, prepaid ARPU recorded a high growth rate of 3.4% and reached the level of 21.5 zlotys per prepaid RGU. Please be aware that this is high dynamics is still under the positive impact from higher interconnect revenue driven by increased voice traffic. And that concludes my part of the presentation. In a nutshell, we did very well in terms of operating results. We delivered stable organic growth on all our business lines. I believe that our resilient business model and the lessons learned since March this year ensure that we are well prepared for any future disturbances that may occur in relation to the second wave of the COVID pandemic. Kasia, over to you. At the end of the day, strong operations should be reflected in strong financials. The floor is yours.
Thank you and well done to both of you. The very good operating results that Staszek and Maciek have just described to you are indeed fully reflected in strong financials in Q3. As you can see on the top of two graphs, on slide 19, both top line and bottom line recorded mid-single-digit growth dynamics. Revenue increased by almost 4% to break the level of 3 billion zlotys, whereas EBITDA grew by 6% to almost 1.1 billion zlotys. Here, I would like to remind you that in the previous quarter, we decided to adjust EBITDA by costs incurred and the donations related to battling the COVID epidemic. In Q3, we incurred minor expenses of about 3 million zlotys that fall into this category. So in Q3, there is basically no impact from one-off COVID costs. In the 9 months of 2020, this impact was equal to almost 45 million zlotys. As shown on the bottom graph, our LTM free cash flow remains consistently above the level of 1.3 billion, and our leverage ratio was down to 2.85, even though the Interia acquisition was fully paid in cash. Looking a little deeper into our results, please note that we recorded positive dynamics of top and bottom line in both of our business segments. Revenue increased by 122 million zlotys year-on-year in Q3 of 2020. 75 million zlotys of this result came from the B2C and B2B segment and 41 million from the media segment. In the B2B and B2C services segment, the main growth drivers were wholesale revenue, supported by still quite high levels of interconnect settlements and solid equipment sales. I would like to underline that we saw revenue growth in this segment despite continued negative pressure on retail roaming revenue, as international travel has not picked up since the lockdown in spring. Also, the media segment contributed strongly to revenue growth this quarter, recording revenue growth dynamics of 9% year-on-year. Please remember that this is the first quarter that we consolidate the results of Interia Group, which we acquired in July this year. Moreover, we saw higher revenue from the sale of our channels to other CubeSat operators. The combination of a strong top line and a prudent approach to cost control in uncertain times, particularly in the media segment, resulted in a very high EBITDA result this quarter. In Q3, we posted a little under 1.1 billion zlotys of adjusted EBITDA, up by 62 million year on year. Turning to the analysis of our cash flow on slide 21, I'm very happy with our consistently stable high free cash flows in both the third quarter and 9 months of 2020. In Q3, we generated almost 300 million zlotys in free cash flow and almost 840 million zlotys in 9 months. A higher EBITDA certainly contributed positively to the high quarterly free cash flow. Additionally, solid sales of equipment during the third quarter led to the decrease of our handsets inventory, releasing some working capital, which also supported free cash flow. On the opposite side, as always, in the third quarter we paid approximately 120 million from the UMTS license. Looking at our cash position, we ended the third quarter of 2020 with a sizable amount of cash in our account, well over 1.1 billion zlotys. This amount gives us a high level of comfort with respect to the payout of dividend for 2019 of 640 million in total. We have already paid out the first tranche of about 220 million in October, and the remaining amount is scheduled to be paid in January 2021. We have cast out acquisitions on the graph to paint a clearer picture. Actually, the Interia Group transaction is responsible for a majority of this outflow. The CapEx to revenue ratio amounted to 9%. Please don't take this to mean that we are reducing CapEx. Let me remind you that Mirek said in the introduction that we're planning to intensify 5G rollout and some payments will take place in the quarter to come. Hence, please expect that CapEx to revenue ratio will head towards the initially guided 11% in the full year perspective. And my last slide, that, to be honest, there's nothing new to say here. The slight drop in leverage to 2.85 EBITDA was reached despite paying for Interia fully in cash. Please be aware that under our credit facility agreement, we apply adjusted EBITDA to calculate leverage. Also, just to remind you, we will resume debt payments in Q2 2021 in quarterly installments of 200 million zlotys. One thing that I would like to turn your attention to is the average weighted cost of debt, which was equal to 1.8% at the end of Q3, following sharp interest rate cuts since the beginning of the year. This factor is already contributing to a significant reduction in our debt service cost, and I expect it will continue to support both bottom line and free cash flow in coming quarters. So, ladies and gentlemen, this was a very strong positive quarter, both from the operating and financial perspective. The new restrictions aimed at combating COVID that are being systematically introduced in Poland since the beginning of October create many question marks, however, and I believe that our business model is highly resilient and will manage well, as we did so far. Mirek, back to you for the summary of this quarter.
Thank you, Kasia, Maciek and Staszek. Indeed, it was a very strong quarter. On the operating side, we reported solid, stable growth resulting from the successful implementation of our Multiply strategy. Let me repeat. Over 2 million Multiply customers, over 580,000 new services, ARPU of 86.9 zlotys and growing, and finally, historically low churn of 6.1%. Excellent operating results translate into strong financial results. We have generated over 3 billion zlotys of revenue and recorded an impressive 6% year-on-year increase of EBITDA, while maintaining a low, stable leverage of 2.85 times EBITDA. So, great job everyone, and keep up the good work. In October, we have begun paying out dividends for 2019, an issue of high interest to all investors, I believe. This payout of 640 million zlotys is the highest level of dividends that we have paid to our shareholders so far, and our balance sheet is well prepared for this operation. End to end on a positive note for the future. We will continue to invest dynamically in the development of our plus 5G network based on our 2.6 GHz TDD spectrum, as I have already said at the beginning of this presentation. We plan to cover over 11 million Poles living in 150 towns and cities with our top quality 5G network footprint already in 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention. This brings us to the end of the presentation, and we are now ready for your questions. Operator.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your questions answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question we received is from Nadia Soda of Erste Group. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation and taking my questions. I would have two, if I may. The first is on Interia. How much did Interia contribute to the revenue growth in Q3? And also, could you beat the airline, if you can share that information with us? And the second is on the photovoltaic offer. How was it perceived by the market, and how high margins are you able to generate in that segment? Thank you.
Hello, thank you for this question. Interia has contributed 26 million to the top line and 8 million to EBITDA in Q3 2020. As far as photovoltaics, I think Maciek would like to answer.
Yeah, I can answer. So the offer has proceeded very well. We have significant number of leads, but of course pandemic times don't help us because this is high quality product and this is a very important life decision for people. So the cost of simple installation is 4,000 or 5,000 euros, so it's just important. And it's, in my opinion, just requires seller assistance, so our assistance and client attention, which is difficult at this time. But the margin is visibly lower than in our telco media, but still we can generate healthy double-digit margin. And what is important for us with our strategy, help people to live cheaper and eco-friendly. So, and I believe this is, you know, like some kind of line extension of our multi-play strategy. Particularly, we have more or less 2 million houses in our database. So it's a very nice product for us.
Thank you for the answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Actually, we received no further questions, so I hand back to the speakers.
Hello, one more again. Thank you for participating in today's presentation. I wish you and your families and friends good health. Thank you again and see you at the next presentation. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.